Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Jason Serka. Several of his books, by the way, include Rays of Knowledge, Forming the Formless, The Language of Energy. His website is his name, which we have linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Jason, TLS, the light system group that's trying to do good for humanity, how long has it been in existence?
To my knowledge, thousands of years, but I don't know an exact date of formation.
All right. So it's been around for a long, long time.
Very long time. Just like the dark side has been around for a very, very long time, and we know that, same exact is true for the exact opposite side.
I wonder what came first, the dark or the light?
I think they have to happen together.
Interesting. Now, they're fully aware that you're talking publicly about this organization, aren't they?
Well, they were the ones that sent me to do that.
So you're basically their messenger.
I guess in a way. Honestly, I look back, I don't even know how that ended up happening because I didn't understand that that was going to evolve into this when I first started. When I first started, they just said, you could put out the Pyramid Code document if you'd like. And I knew that they understood the bigger picture because they told me, if you choose to do this, your life is changing forever. Now, I didn't understand the big picture back then, but I'm starting to see it now because my life changed forever.
Do you sometimes say, oh my gosh, why'd I get out of real estate? Or are you glad you're doing what you're doing?
No, I love doing what I'm doing. This is my purpose. It's my mission. It's my path. Doesn't mean it's easy. I sleep a lot less. It's a lot less of a calm lifestyle, a lot more movement, but I'm a man on a mission. You know, it's a part of it.
Do they communicate with you? And if they do, how do they do so?
Just like you would communicate with anybody else, calls, like I meet with them, you know, it's just like you would communicate with anybody else.
So it's been face-to-face, beyond the Ray figure, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are there things going on, Jason, that we don't know about that would scare the living daylights out of us if we knew?
I guess that depends on the stomach you have for the truth. Some people, and I do my best not to share anything that would be counterproductive, because I don't believe in leading with fear whatsoever. Meaning, if something is being shared, is it helping people by being shared? If it isn't, then why share it? You know, so I would say the biggest thing that I've seen that put or instilled some fear into people was, oh my God, all these so-called natural disasters that are not really natural, what happens if TLS or another good organization out there fails in stopping them, could a tsunami potentially hit the East Coast or the West Coast or, or the United States or whatever it is? And I guess a lot of people always like thinking, what if, you know, but my psyche is, if you can't control it, then why worry about it? You can only do your best. We know that there are people out there, there are organizations out there, not just TLS, that are doing their absolute best to help wherever they can, and that's the best that we can do.
Let me ask you about COVID, for example. Did they know in advance that COVID was going to be as much of a disaster as it has been?
It depends how you define disaster, because if you were to ask them, the disaster of COVID was not necessarily a virus that killed everybody. It was the people behind that unleash certain things to create a global emergency, to have an excuse, which is a very good excuse, to create a one-world government. So it all depends on the perspective that you have of that situation that happened over the past 2.5 years. But what I can tell you is, before COVID so-called even happened, I was told in August of 2020, and I think we spoke about this on our Beyond Belief show as well, I was told not just about this so-called pandemic that's going to happen, that's not actually a pandemic, but that's going to appear to be one. I was told that.
Right.
I was also told about fires that may happen in a very calculated way around California.
And that's
fires
happened
in Australia. I was told about all these things before, which was another level of proof and evidence before they even happened.
Why can't they stop them, though, from happening, if that's what their intent is supposed to be?
Oh, there's a lot that has been stopped. Believe me, if they didn't stop what they stopped, we'd be in a much, much, much worse situation today. So they've stopped a lot. Now, there are also rules in terms of what's considered interfering with free will and what isn't, and that's very important. Now, I don't completely understand all the rules of the law of interference, because now we're speaking about universal law.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that you're allowed to interfere with and that you're not allowed to interfere with. For example, you're not allowed to interfere with election fraud. You're allowed to interfere with, in certain cases, a tsunami that's going to be created to wipe out a city. So where those rules come from and the ins and outs of the law of interference, I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. But there are a lot of things that they've stopped, and I can guarantee you, from knowing the things that they've stopped and seeing them almost come to fruition, we would have been in a much worse place today if that didn't happen.
Are there some things that they just can't stop? Like, let's say an asteroid were headed this way. Do they have the technology to stop an asteroid or not?
It's very, very interesting that you bring that up. So in one of the interviews that I did with Ray, I believe it was Disclosure Part 3, I asked him, what about a meteor or an asteroid coming and hitting Earth and wiping it out? And he said, listen, that whole narrative is a bunch of BS. And he said, let me tell you why. Earth has a magnetic field, something to do with the core of Earth and a certain magnetic field, electromagnetic field that surrounds Earth, which we know exists. What he says, and this is knowledge directly from TLS, is an asteroid of the size that would wipe out Earth cannot hit Earth, because an asteroid be at that size, at such a magnitude, also has an electromagnetic field. And what happens when you take two magnets and try to bring them to each other of the same side?
They repel. Yeah.
That's the whole point. So there's a narrative being pushed to also make us afraid of these asteroids and everything that's going to come and destroy Earth. According to TLS, an asteroid of that magnitude cannot hit Earth, just like a planet cannot hit a planet, because of certain universal laws. Now, there are theories that planets have hit planets in the past, but I'm going to emphasize that they are theories. We have never actually seen that happen. And if you ask TLS and Ray and TLS as a whole, they will tell you that it is impossible, because that is just like in an atom. A proton and a neutron will never, ever, ever hit each other. They cannot collide. Same thing in our solar system. It cannot happen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
How much of your time with the group has consumed your time?
There aren't enough hours in the day.
So it's full time then, basically, for you.
It's overtime. I mean, look, it's 1 o'clock in the morning here in New York and I'm on a call. It's overtime.
Since you've been doing this, what rewards or satisfactions have you gotten from this, if any?
I would say I don't get paid from the organization. I don't need to get paid either. Everything's fine. I'm doing well. Everything's okay. I would say my biggest reward, because a lot of people always go, well, what's in it for him?
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the question because of sort of the collective consciousness that we're at right now. We're in a very divisive world where everybody is paranoid for justifiable reasons of what's in it for that person, why are they doing it. So to be as transparent as possible, what makes me happy, what satisfies me, is seeing that I can help others. That's literally like, that's what makes me happy. So that's what's actually in it for me.
If Jason, you rattled off some names of some of the members, and you won't, but if you did, would we say we knew it?
Possibly, yeah.
Some of them are that well known.
Yes. Yes, very well.
All walks of life, sports figures, actors,
all walks of life. All the way from astronauts to world leaders to movie producers and so on.
And they are recruited the same way you were, basically?
Everybody's recruited in their own different way based on what will fit that person. So for some people, it could be a mother that's bringing in her daughter. That would be a whole lot different than a stranger approaching another stranger on the street.
Which is what happened to you, basically.
Which is what happened to me.
Do you meet regularly with anybody anymore?
It's not like weekly meetings or anything like that. No, it's going on and I have to know about it. Somebody will call me. I'll get a brief on something. But again, it all depends on your position within the organization, what you're being used for. And I am saying what you're being used for because we're soldiers. That's how it works. So, no, it's not like there's a consistent schedule of every Wednesday at this time we're going to meet. No, it's
you don't do Zoom calls and stuff like that.
I could pick up the phone and call Ray right now if I wanted to. There's no problem with that.
How many members are there in TLS?
Roughly 84 to 8,500 now. About 2 years ago, it was about 7,000.
And do they plan to increase that?
I don't, from my knowledge, their numbers have stayed pretty consistent for a period of time. The problem over the past 2.5 years is a lot of people were actually, they unfortunately transitioned, they died. Because over the past 2.5 years, there have been a lot of more dangerous operations having to do with a lot of different aspects of this world that can become very dangerous.
They died in the line of duty, you mean?
Yeah, about 2,000 of them.
2,000? Jeez. That's almost a quarter of the group.
Yeah. So it was a very big hit. 700 of those were in Australia. Australia was a very big hit because there were a lot of operations happening underground over there to clear out certain tunnels and certain things that are going on there. So they are very dangerous. Of course, when an agent dies, their family, if they have a family, has no idea what they did. It's all covered up. And the agent understands that before they're recruited. It is all something that's consensual.
Is there a leader of TLS? One person?
Not one person, multiple. And those leaders are generally very old people. When I say very old, we're speaking about hundreds of years old. And yes, there are humans that are that old living on Earth today. And they're not leaders in terms of like an organizational leader. They're a leader of the organization, but they're spiritual leaders. So it's very spiritually oriented. So those leaders are very powerful people, spiritually speaking. They can do incredible things. Like levitation is a walk in the park. That's second nature to them.
Do they believe in God when you say spiritual?
There's no need to believe in something that you know exists. And the reason why I say that is because when you say, I believe in God, that means that there's a potential that God doesn't exist. And if we go to the pure, non-religious, pure, true, all-inclusive definition of God, there is nothing that isn't God. So to say I believe is a reflection of a lack of awareness of the consciousness of God that includes all.
Jason, tell us briefly about the disclosure video.
The disclosure series started in January of 2022. I made a request to the organization, to Ray specifically, to come on for an interview. He agreed and the organization agreed. He agreed contingent on a voice change and just keep it anonymous. So you would see just the outline of his body, just like you would in the outline of any other interview. And I wanted to do that to bring more validation to everything that I've been sharing over the past year and a half, because it would help me with the mission, the tasks that they've given me. So disclosure part one happened in January. It was received so well. The series has been seen by, I believe, over 20 million people at this point.
That's fantastic.
Disclosure part one, part two, part three already came out. This entire series is free, by the way. I will always say follow the money. Look who has to benefit from this. The entire series from beginning to end is absolutely free. And disclosure part four comes out on August 8th, actually, at unified.tv/disclosure.
How many shows will there be, programs?
As many as I can convince them to do. I hope to continuously bring more people. So a lot of people from watching the first three said, is it possible to bring somebody else from the organization instead of just bring Ray every time? So I asked, I persisted, the answer was yes. And Disclosure 5 will be happening. I actually already recorded the interview. Disclosure 5 is with a woman in the organization who they call Black Widow. Everybody in the organization has a code name. So her code name is the Black Widow, and she's going to be, we'll call it like, featured in Disclosure Part 5, sharing from her perspective.
What motivates you, Jason, to keep going with this?
I believe that my mission is to spread awareness, to raise awareness, to spread knowledge, to keep people informed so they can make informed decisions and remember who we truly are, because we are powerful beyond belief. So that's why I do it.
When you were back in the real estate days, did you ever think you would be doing what you're doing today?
No, I always knew that real estate didn't satisfy me, but I never thought that I'd be doing this.
And this satisfies you immensely, doesn't it?
It satisfies me, but it exhausts me at the same time. It's so much work.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.